producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in to the second hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, California, they're an interesting state. And I talked about this with his vice principal earlier this week. A California concealed carry permit holder has the same carve out as a police officer as to where he can carry a gun, which is stunning to me, especially in California. They can carry in schools, they can carry in courthouses, they can carry anywhere a police officer can carry a gun, which is everywhere. In this past February, their May issue policy, because it varies from county to county. If you live in a county in California where you have a fairly conservative sheriff there and you apply for a concealed carry permit, very likely you will get one. If you live in Los Angeles, chances are you won't. You live in San Diego, chances are you won't. Santa Barbara, chances are you won't. Orange County. In February, we had the Peruta ruling, which went before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where they ruled that the shall issue provision, which was based upon them not issuing, or the may issue, excuse me, was unconstitutional the way they were executing it. Some counties immediately began issuing permits on a shall issue basis. Orange County was one of those. In the 6 months since Orange County began issuing concealed permits under a relaxed standard, the number of people licensed to carry guns in Orange County is close to doubling, and there's thousands more that are awaiting approval. It would be a higher number already if they can actually process it. In Orange County, there's been more than 700 new permits that have been issued. And the sheriff of Orange County is granting them to people who simply state a desire to carry a weapon for personal safety rather than the justifiable need that they were looking for. So in Orange County, the upswing of this is more than 1,640 people licensed to carry a concealed weapon. Before the ruling, there was about 900. In Orange County, pending, there are 2,864, nearly, not quite double what's already there. That number will continue to rise, just like it is in Illinois, where they've thrown the floodgates open on that one. They've got 50,000 permits with another 80,000 pending. Orange County Sheriff Sandra Hutchins is one of the only sheriffs in California to relax the standards after the ruling. Now, if the ruling is upheld in California, it's in front of what is referred to as an en banc review, where the entire appellate court will take a look at it, not just the justices that made the decision. If that ruling is upheld, then California, the entire state, will have to go that way. Ah. And the thing about it is, then I'll be looking to see if they change where they can carry guns. Now, it's been in place for a long time, the way their permit works. For a while in California, you could openly carry unloaded weapons. That all changed when the Black Panthers walked into the California General Assembly with loaded or unloaded rifles. That all changed in the 60s, and it's been going downhill since then. California would become the biggest permit-issuing state if this ruling is upheld. Because there's 9 million gun owners in California. Now, I'm sure all 9 million of them would not apply for that. But Florida leads the United States, I think, with 1.3, 1.2 million concealed weapon permits in circulation currently. In my state, it is abysmal. It is abysmal. How many people have got the permit to carry a gun? And then, to a degree, it could be considered equally abysmal to the people that have the permit that don't carry the gun. Sheriff Hutchins, her decision to loosen the rules, was very welcome. It was a very welcome surprise for the residents of Orange County. They were infuriated when she cracked down on concealed weapons after being appointed in 2008. The previous sheriff, Michael Carona, was indicted in a scandal that included allegations he handed out permits to associates and as political favors, probably like the sheriff in Santa Barbara. When Hutchins came into office, she asked hundreds of permit holders to prove a need for a weapon. See, this is the thing, and they have this. This is the concealed issue, concealed carry permit issuance is also based upon justifiable need in New Jersey. Although there is supposedly legislation pending to where they now will be able to deal with out-of-state carriers who carry a gun into New Jersey, thinking they're in the United States, you know, mistakenly. Seeking to carry a gun, seeking to have the means to defend yourself, for me, is a lot like being a member of AAA, the auto club. Nobody wants to be locked up, you know, broken down on the side of the road, waiting on a tow truck. Yes, it's going to come, but when? Is it raining? Is it hot? Is it cold? How often do you break down on the side of the road where the weather is ideal and you just sit out and say, oh, this is beautiful, I love it. It's almost festive being broken down here on the side of the road. Oh, look at the cars coming. How often does that happen? No, that doesn't happen very often. People that want to defend themselves don't want to shoot anybody, but they want to have the means to do so if they have to. The only thing that bothers me about the California permit is that you have to have listed on your permit or in your paperwork somewhere which guns you're going to carry. So that means that if you acquire another gun, in California they got a registry anyway. If you acquire another gun that you want to carry it, I don't know if there's some process you have to go through in order to carry it, and if that permit becomes null and void if you carry a gun that's not listed as one of the guns you're going to carry. But for whatever reason, the sheriff has made this decision. Now, her county is going to get safer. And good on her for doing it. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was just going along with the status quo. Not a good idea today. But good on Orange County. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. On a Wednesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. As part of the sanctions against Russia for their actions in the Ukraine and Crimea, President Obama has put certain restrictions against certain things, and right now there are new Russian AKs coming to the U.S., which they're not actually new, they're surplus, but that's beside the point. This has caused a rush on these things. This is not news as far as brand new, but they're becoming scarce. The Russian AK is the most prized platform for purchase, the semi-automatic variant, amongst consumers, if you will, here in the United States, because it's like the standard against which they are all compared to. The AK is prized by a lot of people, and it is a weapon of choice by a few people I know, because there's a couple of things about them that you just can't overcome. First of all, they will run a Russian one and even a bunch of the lesser standard ones. They'll run in just about any circumstance with any number of things inside of the works of the gun. The gun is very simple in its setup. The fire control part of it, the bolt, that's just two parts. Piston driven. I don't like them because they have a tendency to get hot. My first AK was a Romanian Wasser. Besides the fact that both sights were cocked to the left and I was coming nowhere, if I was hitting the paper at all on the target, that was a lucky thing. The wooden furniture around the handguard was bare wood. I mean, it wasn't treated, it wasn't shellacked, it wasn't varnished, it was just raw wood. And after I fired 90 rounds in it, the barrels smoke. That's normal. But when I, first of all, I couldn't put it back in the gun case for about an hour to take it out of the range. I was at an indoor range. And then when I got home and took it apart, I looked at the wood furniture, and the handguard was scorched on the inside. But all of those things are easily overcome. They have those things have accessories coming out of the wazoo. So it is a highly sought after rifle because it is very simple. Ammunition for it is was at one time very cheap. And it's just a gun that if you're going to run out the door, when you go out the door with it, you know it's going to run no matter what you take with you to maintain it for quite some time. Now, this buying frenzy, for those of you that may think, well, this is just another way for Barack Obama to ban some guns. The buying frenzy that is going on presents the paradox of any attempt by anybody to limit gun sales. Because if they can pick out and isolate any gun they want to out there and attempt to isolate those sales, and guess what? There's going to be a sales boom on that one. During the Brady Bill, when the Brady Bill was being debated and right after it passed, I had a Glock 21 that had only come with one magazine. But it should have shipped with two. For some reason, that one should have shipped with two. So I called Glock and asked them about it, and they sent me two standard capacity magazines for the gun, which was above the magazine cap, because during the assault weapon, quote-unquote, assault weapon ban, there was a magazine capacity limitation there as well of 10 rounds. Those magazines, if I sold those magazines on the market, I could have sold them for $150 a pop. I didn't do that. I also had a Para-Ordnance double stack magazine that those magazines were worth a lot of money. Any gun of that type was worth a lot of money when they restricted it, you see. When the Democrats took control of Congress in 2006, we saw a spike in sales. When President Barack Obama was elected, we saw the beginning of a
spike in sales that continues today unabated. After the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting, when Joe Biden got out there and opened his mouth, well, everything sold out. You couldn't find slings. You couldn't find anything. The threat of regulation in the gun world has this perverse effect of stimulating sales when it comes to guns. It's perverse, at least to the gun grabbers. But you literally have millions of extra sales whenever this happens. I don't honestly know. I keep hearing these numbers out there about how many AR-15s are in existence, for example. When we had the 2008 Heller decision, it was reckoned at that time there was 4 million of them, and that was it was decided by Scalia that this made it in common use. And now they're saying there's 8.5 million of them, but I don't agree with that. I think there's got it's got to be over well over 10 million of those things. Well over 10 million of those things. Now, whenever this does happen, the surge in sales, of course, is going to trouble advocates of gun control for a lot of different reasons. They don't want you to have a gun. That's first and foremost. They're afraid you're going to sell it. At a private sale. They're afraid you're going to sell it. And then there won't be a background check taken. Oh, no. They look at this kind of thing when this happens, when this frenzy happens. This is where all these guns enter the illicit market, which means you're selling them to another individual. And you're not making them go through a background check. Sometimes it means guns in the hands of people that never owned one before. But there are a lot of people that, you know, there are a lot of people that need to wake up and get over themselves. They really need to get over themselves. On a regular basis, as a matter of fact. That's true. A lot of those Russian guns come with a lot of cosmoline, so that also runs a risk of fire. That's in the chat room. When we get back, what do you need to be worried about right now? I'm going to tell you. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. As people that carry guns, we need to be very concerned about this because this means at some point we might be pressed into service. Unwittingly pressed into service. Back in the day, when I exited the military, I was working in military intelligence, and we used to have these briefings called SETA briefings, Subversion and Espionage Directed Against the United States. And the problem then in 1990 was how many student visas had lapsed and how many foreign students had vanished into the countryside. And that was in 1990. So let's segue to today. The Department of Homeland Security is alarmed because 6,000 foreign nationals in the United States have overstayed their time and they've lost track of them. They don't know where they are. There's 58,000 foreign students who have overstayed their visa time all together. And these 6,000 foreign nationals were referred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents for follow-up because they're of heightened concern. Now, 6,000 is not a fighting force by any means, okay? But from the guerrilla warfare types standard, that is a lot of people. And I'll give you an example. I mean, the same example I use when people say, well, Bill, there's not enough of us to fight the government. It works. That's a knife that actually cuts both ways when I use this example. Chris Dorner, when he decided to take up his little private war against the LAPD by himself, by alone, shook that 25,000-man force to its core, rattled their cage to a degree to where they were losing their mind. They were happy to watch him burn when they finally got him cornered. And it was from all, there was multiple jurisdictions there. I mean, they were doing everything but roasting marshmallows. This guy shook them so bad. 6,000 vanishing. I'm sure it would be my hope all 6,000 of these folks are not terrorists or anything. But the concern here is that we don't know where they are, and they could be doing anything. Chances are that some of them are here to do us harm. You know, the 9/11 hijackers were students. Some of them were anyway. Hani Hanjour, the attacker who flew the American Airlines Flight 77 into the Pentagon, was in the country on a student visa. Hanjour never went to school, but he got here on the visa. And despite the recommendations from 10 years ago, they have not fulfilled those recommendations about keeping a lid, clamping down on these people and keeping track of them. Since the 9/11 terror attacks, 26 foreign nationals in the United States on student visas have been arrested on terrorism-related charges. So this means, especially for any of you that may exist, carry guns around a shopping mall or a school or any soft target, which is all of the United States, that you may be pressed into service. You may be pressed into service. Why we accept so many foreign students is beyond me. We have more than 9,000 schools that are on a government-approved list to accept foreign applicants on student visas, like Harvard and Yale, and trade schools that teach stuff like horseshoeing and acupuncture and hair braiding. Some of these lack accreditation or any sort of state certification at all. It's a big mess. And the whole student visa scheme needs to be reformed. Even Charles Schumer is, Chuckie Schumer out of New York, is saying there needs to be reforms to the student visa system. Now, they are trying to take steps to, address visa fraud. But I'm not worried about visa fraud. I'm worried about these people that get here and vanish. Some of them, without a doubt, are just here. Some of them are just here. They just want the American way of life. Some of them want to commit terrorist acts, whatever you want to call them. There are 1.2 million foreign nationals who have received a visa to study in the United States. And given the way things are, given the realities of the world, not the Barack Obama realities where the world is the safest it's ever been, but the real reality. Okay? The real reality. We need to put a lid on that. We need to scale that back somewhat and say, sorry, you can't study here right now until the world becomes a safer place to live. Perhaps you could protest in your home country. Could you, would you? I think that would be a good idea. But that's not what we got right now. We have to deal with what we got. So, you know, when you're out and about, pay attention to what's going on. As you should all the time anyway. On a regular basis. But it is coming. It's just as sure that it is coming as you are listening to this right now. It is coming. And I say that smiling because, not because I'm looking forward to it coming. I say that smiling because there's a big portion of America that when it does happen, it's going to be such a rude awakening. Like those people in Ferguson, Missouri, that rude awakening. And what does everybody do when there's a rude awakening? Where do they go when they realize that the only one that can protect them is themselves? What are they doing? They're going to the gun store. Now, while I'm not gloating about that, and I'm not going to sit there and tell you that everybody should carry a gun, but it's amazing how when push comes to shove, that's one of the first places on everybody's itinerary for the next day. It's amazing. Once reality hits, and this part of the nation that has been lulled into this eyes-open sleep state, that just go to work, turn on the TV tube, can tell you exactly all the plot lines of Breaking Bad, or they can tell you they're in the fantasy football league and they know all the stats of all of their players and everything and why they're important. When reality hits them, the awakening will be the most rude. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One more time. Coming to you live from the Frog Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I've made what some people would consider to be a ridiculous proposal on how to safeguard schools before. And, you know, nobody's really listened to me. But then, coming out of California, of all places, out of Compton, the Unified Board of Education, they made a decision to allow, and gave the blessings of that board, to allow for trained campus police to use personal rifles for patrol in that area. They were going to allow... They are going to allow, it's been voted upon, they're taking flak for it, but it's been voted upon, to allow for officers to carry AR-15 rifles while on duty. These will be personally owned. They will have to qualify with them quarterly. They will have mandated training to take. If they miss any of this or fail to qualify with this during the course of time, they will be removed from the weapon will be removed from the system, and they will be replaced with someone that is qualified with the weapon. Not quite what I... Now, the way they're going to be... is not quite what I proposed. the weapons will be secured either in a trunk or a locked case without a round chambered. Another... A short way to put it... way of storage is crippled. here's the thing. Children are very... They adapt quickly to things. They adapt very quickly to things. What is the difference between a police officer with a long gun slung on his chest, hanging there, and a police officer standing there with a gun in a holster? What is the difference in that? What is the difference? There is no difference. Now, one could say they're expecting trouble, and another could say they're prepared for trouble. Now, reality of schools today is that one terrifying reality for me is that, you know, on a daily basis, buses show up or you put your children in your car and you take them to the school and they're out of your control for hours. They're out away from your protection for hours. You are depending on other people to protect them at that point. In some cases, that has not been a good decision to make. If you want to safeguard children in a school, you have to make that less of a target. You have to make it unsolved. You have to make it, you have to change the dynamic that somebody might regard a school. Now, if somebody knows that there is an armed resistance mechanism in place and these guys might be strapped up, they're less likely to go there. We've seen this time and time again with these spree shooters. If they go to the gun-free zone, they're looking to make a splash, a big bang. My Facebook page, my Twitter account's going to blow up. I'm going to be famous. I'll be in the news. My name will be mentioned everywhere. I'll become as famous as Jesse James or Richard Ramirez or Charles Manson. For some reason, that appeals to them. That doesn't work out very well if you get shot down before the spree starts. You're just the guy that picked the wrong place to go. If you want to protect children, which, why am I even qualifying that? We should be protecting children. We protect adults, supposed VIPs, irreplaceable people, with guns. We protect money with guns. Where I live, they've got armed guards in the libraries. I don't know what they're protecting there, but they got guns. So, why wouldn't we put a formidable force that no one wants to reckon with in a school? Now, while they haven't gone as far as I would go, I mean, I would have a 6-man team at every school. You want to employ all of these out-of-work veterans? Let them protect the schools. They'll do it. They'll enjoy the mission. They'll complete the mission. Your children will be so safe, it would be pathetic. Nobody's going to look at that school and see that as a soft target. In Compton right now, you've got people like Paulette Simpson Gibson, the president of the Compton chapter of the NAACP. She put out a statement saying, Compton schools are not located in Beirut, Gaza, or Kabul. They're located in the heart of a hardworking, proud community in Los Angeles County that is a soft target. She left out that part. That's mine. I ad-libbed that in. It is a soft target. Now, mass shootings in schools like Sandy Hook are an anomaly. Virginia Tech is an anomaly. They don't happen very often, but they do happen. Why would you play 52 pickup with your odds and not knowingly stack them in the favor of maximum survivability in the face of a threat like that? Why would you not do that? I'm not talking about a shopping mall where, you know, most of it's adults and they're there voluntarily and everything. I'm talking about a place where we are bound by law. Children must be educated, so we have to give them over to a school. Why are we not demanding? And we start with Compton. Compton's as good a place as any, as far as I'm concerned. It can come straight out of Compton, as far as I'm concerned. These guys need to be strapped. They need to be able to repel. The way they have this set up right now, if it's in a locked case or if it's in the trunk of the car, if they're not carrying the locked case or driving the car, they don't have access to that weapon. If they're in the school and it's in the car, they got to go to the car, retrieve the weapon, come back. Death happens while that's happening. Children are dying while that's happening. If you're going to issue a weapon that is issued and locked up is useless. It's a useless weapon. If you have to go somewhere and fiddle with the lock and get it out of the case and take off the trigger lock and put, you know, then put rounds in the magazine, then put the magazine in, then chamber round, then move, there's a whole lot of things that have occurred when if you were carrying it and was ready to rock, you just move. No. We are not Beirut, Gaza, or Kabul, but unfortunately, folks, a lot of people have looked the other way for such a long time that it is coming. It is coming. Their curriculum and their criteria for the training of these individuals and the people that are going to carry them are sound. It's not up to military standards, but these people or the officers that are going to be carrying these weapons own them. So, to a certain degree, we can presume, I think, quite easily that they are fairly familiar with them. They're going to undergo 16 hours of training in addition to what they already may have. And then they have to train and qualify on a regular basis. This is a win. If they'll simply execute it, it is a win. They need to sort of modify it. Give them a nice two-point sling. Let it hang on their chest. And then, now it's not going to be fun for them to walk around like that, but, you know, that's the job, buddy. Enjoy. And these are not assault rifles that they're carrying. These are tools to protect children. In this application, they are a tool to protect children. And why the rest of the country is not clamoring, demanding that this be done. One or two police officers in a place with handguns walking around on opposite ends of a school campuses are gigantic. Being on opposite ends just means that they're spread out and there's time that's going to elapse. And when shooting starts, by the way, when shooting starts, if you don't have a team in place and it's one person that's got to maneuver hallways while firing is going on, this isn't, you're not sprinting to it. This is picking your way as you go. You're going to be coming across people that could be threats. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. It is a very difficult task to do. And why we're not strapping these people up and giving them every tool at their disposal is beyond me. Perhaps that will answer itself in time. We will do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.